On this episode, we review Coronado Springs and the Junior Suites. This is episode 119 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I am joined by my lovely and very straight-haired wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you have not yet joined the Capture the Magic community out on Facebook, go search for the group and ask to join. Don't forget to listen to the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee at ctmpodcast.com. They release new shows every Monday and Tuesday, and then Jared and I release a new Diz Dudes episode every Wednesday on that same feed. And here at Main Street Magic, we have new shows on Tuesdays and Fridays, so the Capture the Magic Network has you covered all week long. And if you want to bring the parks home with delicious Joffrey's coffee
or
and
teas, yeah, we got that.
As we have tonight, make sure you go to joffreys.com, and upon checkout, whether you're buying for yourself, you're buying for an upcoming Christmas gift, use the code CTM20 and you will save 20%. And if you are looking to take your home to the parks and plan your next vacation, if that works, I don't know if that makes sense, but go ahead and reach out to Melissa Pilgrim with Ears of Experience. And you can reach her at MPILGRIM at themouseexperts.com. She will help you plan your Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Universal Orlando Resort. Absolutely no additional cost to you to use her services. Yep. She's going to find you the absolute best deal. She's going to help you out with ADRs, with fast passes. We use her for our bookings every month. We used her today. To book a late two-night trip in January leading right up to Christmas with your parental units.
That was December, not January.
December. I thought we were postponing Christmas this year because time is moving so fast.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get an extra month out of Christmas for all our decorations because we put so many up. So
we do.
So today we're going to cover a somewhat familiar topic, and that is Coronado Springs Resort. You've heard us talk about this before. And if you go back to episode 60 and 61, which was our very lengthy spring break review, in episode 60, we talked a lot about the resort. In episode 61, we talked a lot about the food. And if you go to Capture the Magic, they actually do a review in episode 78.
Oh, awesome.
So you may ask, you may ask, why are we talking about Coronado Springs again?
Yes.
For two reasons. One, for some slightly new information and updates, which include all of the refurbishment and new tower and restaurants that are going on. Cool little bit of trivia that I learned while speaking to a cast member one day. And I want to talk about the junior suites that we had an opportunity to stay in. So we'll, if you're too lazy to go back and listen to those other episodes... We'll give a quick run through a little bit about Coronado Springs. This is considered the Animal Kingdom Resort area, but the proximity for this resort to Blizzard Beach, Disney Springs, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios is outstanding.
Yeah, I feel like it is really greatly centered.
And very close to Caribbean Beach.
Yes.
With the all-new Sebastian's Bistro. And can you get it right on your first try, the outdoor new outdoor bar?
Banana Cabana?
Yeah, good job. I was worried you would mess it up.
I started to say the DVC. I thought you were talking about the DVC
no,
tower.
No, not the Riviera Tower.
But it's funny how they both have those giant towers together.
Really the first of their kind, in a sense. I know Contemporary has it, but they kind of are the first of their kind, I think.
Well, not so close to the park, maybe.
Of course, yeah.
Because that's...
And that was a whole, I mean, the Contemporary was the first one, so it had to be that way. But they really haven't built anything, for the most part, above four stories since.
Right.
And now we're getting this huge Riviera resort. Well, that's not true. Wilderness Lodge is seven stories, I want to say.
But it's not, you don't see it. Like, I feel like
you don't see it in the way, You can see this new tower from everywhere.
And depending on where I am.
Everest.
Mm-hmm. But depending on where I am driving, I can almost look and go, oh, wait, okay, there's Caribbean. Or, I mean, you know, Coronado. So that's where I'm
That's true.
Where I was going with that one.
This is a moderate resort. This opened August 1st in 1997, and the theme is colonial and ancient Mexico. You have several areas, which are casitas, ranchos, and the cabanas. Currently, we have just over 1,900 rooms, and then you have two-bay, three-bay, and five-bay suites. And by bay, bay is a standard-size studio room. So we ended up staying in a two-bay junior suite. But we did get to peek our heads through the windows.
So that's what
like,
that means.
Yeah,
cool.
Like
there's a five bay, so there's
that
like
was
five
the five
rooms.
Bay that was basically next to us, which was five rooms gathered together, and it had one full bedroom on either side with three bays in the middle, I believe, that were living areas, workstations, wet bar couches, stuff like that.
Table.
So yeah.
Like, dining room
it was,
table.
Yeah, it was crazy when we stuck our faces in there. So what's coming to Coronado Springs? And this is going to open in summer of 2019. So we are just shy of a year away.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so excited.
This is a 15-story tower. It is humongous.
It really is.
With a restaurant on top and a beautiful... Well, not that I know, but what's going to be a beautiful entry.
Yeah, we've seen some of the renderings online.
Yeah, so what else is going on in there?
Well, this will be the new entry point. This will be basically the new lobby, the new check-in for everything.
Oh, for everything?
Yeah, for everything.
Oh, okay.
So I'm still not sure what they're doing with the old lobby and area, but this will be where you come now. And it looks gorgeous from the renderings and from what they've really already built, because you can see... You can see into the lobby right now, because everything isn't finished off, how grand it's going to be. It's like a 2 to 3 story lobby and looks absolutely amazing.
That's crazy.
Now, this is adding 545 new guest rooms.
On top of the 19.
The 1,900 that are already there.
Okay.
And we're getting 50 suites.
Okay.
So what we've come to find out is that any of the suites that like we stayed in that are currently in the buildings now are going to be converted back to standard rooms, and then they're going to add these 50 suites, which I'm guessing will be 2, 3, 5 bay suites into the new tower.
Okay.
So in fact, I thought I read somewhere that one is called like the presidential suite. Like,
oh,
this
Lord.
Will be way up there. Like, mark off our bucket list one day to stay in.
What is it? Kui.
The Kapui suite from Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Yeah, that's basically what this is. And so, yeah, so you hope you check in. And if you were just dumped by your Hollywood girlfriend and then you happen to show up at Coronado Springs instead of Hawaii at the same time she does with her new boyfriend, then maybe you meet a really nice cast member at check-in that decides, you know what, we're going to give you the Kapui suite. And you say, well, I can't afford it. And she goes, well, nobody can. But you just have to clean up after yourself and then... If you haven't seen Forgetting Sarah Marshall, you have no idea where this is going. But great movie. Jason Segel. Go watch. Not with your children. Now, like you mentioned, on top of this grand 15-story tower is going to be a new restaurant, which is going to have views of all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
So amazing firework views. It's going to have a lounge, bar, and it will be Disney-owned. So this is not going to be operated like a third party the way the rest of the property currently is.
Okay.
I'm going to talk about that in a minute from what I learned.
Okay.
Something else we're going to get is out in the middle of the 14-acre lake, which is called Lago Dorado, which has new walkways stretching from three separate areas into the center of the lake is going to be a brand new restaurant, which is not only going to house a standard restaurant for anybody to eat, but it's gonna have great meeting spaces to rent, because obviously Coronado Springs is still a convention center at heart.
Yes. And they're gonna keep that.
Yeah.
Because there's even gonna be a walkway from air conditioned.
Yeah, from the new building.
The new building to the convention center.
Yeah.
Which on A, hot Florida days is fantastic. B, Florida rainy days is great.
Well, and you think about these convention people. They're wearing suits a lot of times, or they're wearing, you know, dress shirts and pants. So
right.
if they're at a convention in August and you're going from your hotel room, maybe in the tower to the convention center, staying in air conditioning is actually pretty important.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
I forgot about that, but you obviously watched that video very closely and picked up on that. And beautiful outdoor meeting space, lighting. From what,
will be gorgeous.
From what you can see so far of this new restaurant, which will also be Disney owned in the middle of the lake, what do you think? Like,
oh, it's impeccable and amazing the way we are watching it being built. And like, we walked past it recently and it was crazy because there was like the stuff that was almost like underwater and it looked like, I don't know if it was like gas tank, I don't know, but it was just, I mean, just even the walkway, there's like pipes and stuff and underneath, and then they're going to put the things over them, the nice pretty planks over them. And it's just so crazy how that
otherwise
works.
You would fall right into the water.
Well, no, because the way it was, but they just have to put the pretty planks over it. You could still walk on it. But.
It's going
to
be amazing. And I think we've enjoyed watching this go up so much for a couple reasons. First of all, we absolutely love this resort. You know, broken records here probably. We talk about this place all the time. We just love this resort. And I think when this is done, this is going to be on a level like nothing else. I mean, this is going to be on a deluxe resort level while being called a moderate with moderate to deluxe pricing.
Right.
You know, the towers are going to be priced at deluxe. I don't know what the regular rooms will look like as far as pricing when it's done.
Right.
But they've all been refurbished and are gorgeous. It's the best refurbishment of a room I've seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
And we also love this because we have a good friend there now that we have met, a cast member, Aaron.
Oh, right.
And we absolutely love to go see him. And like, I'm so excited for him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And everybody that...
All their amazing cast members that are there. Yep. We love this place. So,
but if you go anytime now, just be very, very prepared that it is a pardon our dust working in progress.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when we were checking in and then a couple other times this last trip, there was where there's so much blocked off and cut off that, I mean, there was like a long wait.
Yeah.
Like, and it was kind of disappointing. And I felt like bad because we understand and we're not going to go complain and be upset, but I could see, and there was this person that was behind me and he got out of his car and then he got back in.
And the entryways were going in.
Yeah.
You have to paint a picture with words about what we're talking about as Jared often does now, because he's Bob Ross.
Oh.
So he paints pictures with his words and his hand, apparently, for Halloween contests. They won an award. I mean, it's kind of a big deal, but just saying. I mean, we haven't won an award for our Halloween costumes. We had a makeup artist come to the room. I don't know what's going on there, but no, but you're talking about in the entry.
When you go to check
in. It is tough because you're checking. You know, there are a lot of lanes. You're right. There's not a separate bus lane, a separate valet, pick-off, drive. Like, it's all kind of condensed right now. Parking
because
is a mess.
Only because of they're trying to make it better for everybody. So.
Yeah. And I will say, though, that aside from those things, which can be a little bit of a pain, even we had some issues with the drop-off the one night after the Halloween party because we were waiting in the bus for cars to move out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Where the and bus had to pull up. But other than that, the construction really, you know, like, you're not hearing the tower. You know, I didn't hear construction from our room once in the past three visits we've been.
And I completely agree with you, but that is very off-putting when you drive up to this resort.
And that's understandable.
Resort,
yeah.
And you, like, you're like, oh, where do we go? There's like, one lane.
Right.
And then there's buses, and then there's other people trying to drop off, and it's just... It's a little congested.
Yeah, you need to be prepared for that.
And you absolutely do.
And if you are staying here and you don't know that it's under construction, what are you doing with your life? But
are you living under a rock?
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
But this is a good reason to use a travel agent, too.
Right.
You know, if you're booking your trip and you say to your travel agent, hey, I'm thinking about, you know what, my two places are Coronado Springs and Caribbean Beach. They're going to say, just so you know, Both of these are having some construction going on. But we arrive into our room, and still there are the pins. You know, we still got the cool trading pins and all. And yep. All right, well, let's get to the room in a moment. I want to talk about something that I learned when I mentioned earlier that the restaurants at all are not owned by Disney.
Yeah.
They are a third party. It's actually the same folks that own, I want to say it's the restaurants over in Mexico. And so.
Oh, yeah. At Epcot.
Yeah. Back before. Well,
paint your picture.
Well, no, I'm going to paint a picture of the real Mexico. Because before 1997, when this opened, some folks from Disney were visiting in Mexico, and they found this gorgeous resort. And they knew that they wanted to open something similar in Disney World and have a resort like this. So they went to the owner of those resorts in Mexico and said, we want you to come to Disney and we want you to build this resort and oversee it, do everything. And he said, no, I'm not going to. I don't want to. They're like, okay. Right. So what turned out happening is his sons actually were like, well, sorry, Dad. We're going to go build it. So they came and they actually built, helped design, build an open Coronado Springs Resort.
Oh, nice.
In fact.
Was Dad mad?
I don't know. Dad is no longer with us. From I don't think this like killed him, but from what the cast member told me, and this is all going off a cast member that I spoke with, This is not technically a Disney built and owned hotel. It is owned by this third party company. And in 2021, the contract is up and they do not plan to renew. So all the restaurants on site are third party owned, and all the people that work with the restaurants and bars on site work for that third party, even though they wear cast member badges and they are trained and act and interact as cast members. So in 2021, the thought is that they're not going to renew their contract with Disney, and Disney's going to take it over, buy it out, whatever it means, which means they will then own all of these, including the restaurants, which is a perfect fit for the two brand new restaurants they're adding.
Awesome.
Which they'll own as well. So they get Maya Grill, Cafe Rick's, Rick's Lounge, all of these.
Do you think they will change anything or do anything differently?
According to the cast member, he does not know what will happen as far as their jobs go because they're not employed by Disney. They get a paycheck from this company that owns the restaurants and all. So he's not 100% sure. He does believe that the people that are in management within those portions, such as the restaurants and all, will continue. He doesn't know what will happen otherwise. So he said they're very excited, but a little bit nervous because they don't know what's going to go on.
Right. Well, they would need cast members. So I would hope that Disney would give them.
I would
them,
think it'd be an easy switch over.
Well, and give them first dibs.
Of course. Of course. You know, and yeah. But I think it's exciting to get everything together in one. You know, for us, we've had good experiences at Maya Grill. We love it.
Yes. Yeah.
I have heard and read and seen plenty of bad experiences.
Aww.
And because it does have to fall under a company that's not Disney, like a lot of restaurants on Disney are not Disney owned.
Right.
They're owned by different third property restaurant groups. So I think that part will be really, really interesting. And I'm excited to see what happens. I mean, you know, obviously they're making the changes. They're prepping for all this. I will say now, I don't know that anything will ever take over Wilderness Lodge for us anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
This will be my second favorite, if not a close to Wilderness Lodge Resort. I absolutely love this place. I love it.
See it when it's done.
I love it. Yeah. And so you know, we can go real quick. Right now, the pool, the main Lost City feature pool in the dig site is closed. They are refurbishing.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing any sort of major changes or upgrades. They're basically refinishing.
Right.
They're just making everything nice and new to fit in with everything else they've done.
Right.
You do have some other pool areas within each of the building sections.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are going, you know, and you want to enjoy the pool here in the next few months, you will be okay to do so. We have our standard Disney activities, which they've now moved around to other areas because the pool's closed. In fact, we had a movie right outside our door.
Yeah.
You know, by that big fountain and all. They're still doing the stuff by the pool. So you got the movie Under the Stars. You still have the health club going on, a beauty salon. Let's run through a little bit of the food. And if you go back to episode 61, we talk a lot about it. But Maya Grill. We've had great experiences. We've been 3 or 4 times now.
Yes, we did not eat this last time.
No, we've taken, we've gone ourselves. We've taken my brother. We've taken your parents. Everybody's.
No, we haven't. Not yet.
We went with your parents.
We did.
We went with your parents last time when we went over to meet Aaron and see him. And then we ate there specifically.
Okay.
Cafe Rick's is a breakfast, lunch, and dinner quick service. They have changed the main quick service called El Mercado de Coronado. Siestas Cantina is by the pool, which again is currently closed. You have the Laguna Bar for good drinks, Rick's Sports Bar and Grill, which we'll get into in a bit, and your standard room service. So let's get into our room. Let's get into Junior Suite and where we think this might be appropriate for some listeners who may be more than a family of four. Do you think? Or... No, they don't have to be. Space-wise, it's sleeping quarters are more for a family of four, because this could sleep 6.
Right.
Our family of four, in our situation, I think it worked really well, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Yeah.
Because
so,
you always wake
up
early.
Yeah, I do. Talk about the layout, what it looked like, and why we think this worked so really, really well.
Well, there was our number, which... was on one door, so it wasn't on two doors, but there was two doors into our room. And just like you see on a standard room, really. And we walked into the room with the number on it, and with the number on it, we walked into a room that had a table with 3 chairs, so a nice bigger
big table.
Two regular just chairs. I don't want to say captain chairs, yeah,
but like lounge
almost.
Because
it's not Lazy Boy, because they didn't rock or
not
anything.
Yeah.
But then a nice big couch.
Yeah.
That I do believe pulls out into, it must be a queen.
It's a queen bed. Yes.
A coffee table in front of the couch, and then your long normal drawer with your normal refrigerator. And then your giant TV.
Yeah.
And then a full bathroom with 2 sinks, toilet, and shower.
Yeah.
And then you walk, there's a full length mirror on the one door, and you open it, and it goes into the other door and room, which is like a connect, like if you had a connecting room with somebody.
Yeah.
And you had your 2 beds and they had their 2 beds, but you could open your doors and see each other and then close them at night. So that's how it's laid out. So then we go into the other room and there's our 2 queen beds, your lawn chair, coffee pot. So there wasn't a coffee in the other one. There was just this one,
yeah.
Your nice big desk, a chair where you can sit and work or whatever, because this is a convention center, coffee, and another
TV.
Another TV and another refrigerator.
Yeah.
And the TV's just as big, and then you've got your drawers and all that, and then another full bathroom with 2 sinks and shower and toilet. It was fantastic because the girls like sleeping in, and lately we've tried to do a little more what they want to do, and even if they want to stay in bed, we can't stay in bed. Like,
yeah, in a standard studio,
it's hard for us to stay, and it's hard for us to.
You can't go turn on the light. You can't.
Right.
You can't do anything.
Right.
I mean, you can. It's tough to make coffee, or you're going to wake up the kids.
Right.
In a sense,
and a lot of times we've always
got
a little. Yeah, and a lot of times we've always gotten those drinks, but only one, so you can refill for the weekend. And we do, and we get coffee, and so sometimes we'll even leave and go get coffee down in the main area because our room's so small. So this was perfect for one, for Jeremy, because then now the one thing was, is you can close like it where it's cracked.
The doors
in between the two rooms. But if you shut them, you cannot get in between. There's no, if you shut the door in the couch room.
Right. You can't get from the bedroom.
You can't get from the bedroom.
It locks off. Correct. Right. Yeah. But it was nice that I could get up in the morning and sneak in there once we learned that lesson. And sneak in there, and I got some work done, and I put on the TV, and we moved. We actually moved the coffee maker into that. I'm going to call it the living room.
Yeah. Yep.
You and I took that bathroom in the living room room. And the girls kept the one in the bedroom room. So that when we got up in the morning, we could sneak in there, kind of half shut the doors behind us and not lock each other out, but and get ready.
Yep.
Or shower and not bother them at all.
And not have to worry about a light.
I could put
or,
on the TV and work. And
coffee, we could talk.
It was, I mean, shoot, the
almost normal. We were a little quieter.
Yeah. Well, of course. But it, I mean, shoot, the night that we came back that Friday night from Sebastian's Bistro and we recorded an episode, you know.
Yep.
We didn't have to be like, kids, you're in our room. You have to be as quiet as possible. Like, we were just in the other room. And they sat, we were in the living room. They were in the bedroom. And they could do pretty much whatever they wanted. Same thing when we were getting our makeup done for the Halloween party.
Yep.
You know, the kids went off and they laid in their bed and they watched. It just, it was such an amazing setup.
And this is going to sound.
I'm spoiled.
Yeah.
Now.
This is going to sound weird, but I was happy about that in case.
About what?
Having like the two rooms for when we had the makeup lady.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, for one, getting dressed and other things, but like anybody that stayed in a studio, y'all know that that bathroom and it's close and you can hear. And so it's just kind of nice if somebody had to use the restroom, you could go in the whole other room.
And not offend the makeup lady?
Correct.
That's good. Yeah. I loved it. I thought this setup was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
You know, the two full baths, at first, I remember I walked in and we're looking and I said, there's two full baths that are exactly the same. This is weird. How come in the living room one, they didn't convert that to like a mini kitchen or whatever? By the next day, I was like, two full baths are the best ideas
ever.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
It made so much sense.
It did.
And even the girl, you know, when we're on vacation, Kaylin showers for usually about half of the vacation.
Yeah.
Several times a day sometimes. And
an hour each.
Yeah, an hour each time. We're not going to get into that because I don't want to know anymore. She's 10. I don't know what the heck she's doing in there.
I think she just sits and I think she just likes the water.
I think it's like her meditation time that she gets away from
Lacey.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's her.
It could be she just gets away from us.
And it may be, but it's her own complete 100% quiet time where she doesn't interact with anybody else. And
she is the type of kid that needs that.
Right. And we always tell her, hey, we're at Disney. Take as long as you want.
And she does.
And she does. And she takes them multiple times.
Yep.
But it was neat because they wanted to take them at the same time.
Right.
They could.
It was so
that
perfect.
That was neat.
Yeah.
And then with
awesome.
Us. Like getting ready in the morning / getting ready at night for bed, being in that room was absolutely perfect.
And
the bed and the bathroom.
And of course, with these bathroom setups in all the studios, the toilet is in the same little section as the shower.
Right.
So it's something, again, it's one of those things like you take for granted. You don't think about, because when you're at home in our home, you know, if we don't have to worry about somebody showering and then somebody using the bathroom in the same area. And it was that too.
Right.
It could have been like, hey, Kaylin's showering for an hour. Well, I can't use the bathroom. Nope, I could.
Right.
I can still go use it in the other one. So I love this. I'm spoiled now. I thought this was great. I would put this up with some of our favorite room layouts. I mean, you know, it's not a cabin at Fort Wilderness, obviously. And it's not even a one bedroom like we stayed at Saratoga Springs with a full kitchen.
Right.
But when you're getting into an area where you're used to staying in standard studio rooms, this was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So, you know, these are, they're not always listed online, but you can sometimes find them and book them. If you have a travel agent, if you use Melissa, talk to her. She can look at booking you one. As we said with the fold-out couch, you could do six.
Yep.
I mean, to be honest, we could do this with your parents,
mm-hmm.
you know, and whether it was your parents share the two queen beds with the girls in one room and you and I do the fold out the way we've done in the cabins, or your parents take the fold out and we're in the room. I mean, this is a place where you're all together, but you're separate. And, I think that's great, whether you're a larger family or you're a family of four like us. And sometimes you just don't want to stare at each other every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So next, we're going to talk about a spot that we did not review back in episode 60, 61 area.
Yeah.
And that is the Rick's Sports Bar and Grill.
Yes.
Now, while this, first of all, this is a great sports bar and grill. The setup is awesome. We did not actually do a lunch or a dinner. We're going to talk breakfast.
Yeah.
What do you think of? Well, first of all, the location is right across from the new Mercado de Coronado,
mm-hmm. Which is your
going right. Yeah, which is the quick service going right as you head into the convention center area.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty decent size area. It's definitely set up for sports. There are some couch areas with some fireplaces. Mm-hmm. I like the atmosphere. There's kind of a large wraparound bar.
Tons of TVs.
But we decided to go for breakfast.
Yeah.
You want to talk about breakfast a little bit?
Yes, because I had good experience.
You did.
Mine
not so much. Meh.
Yeah, so we went and sat down, and I had a Bloody Mary, and you had a mimosa.
Mm-hmm. Mimosa was good.
But they didn't do anything else.
Yeah, it's not that there's an open bar, because I actually asked for a mojito.
I don't know why, but
I don't know. It just sounded refreshing and delicious. But there was not actually a bartender. So it was basically like
right.
A Bloody Mary is going to be mixed in vodka. And then your mimosas, obviously simple, but you can't mess up either of those.
Yeah.
But you're a Bloody Mary aficionado, and this was not made by a bartender. So was it good?
It was fine.
Okay.
It wasn't great, but it wasn't bad.
Okay.
It was just fine. Okay. It was a Bloody Mary that, yeah. I mean, I drank all of it.
Mm-hmm.
I even took it to go.
Yeah,
because
did.
I didn't finish it.
Right.
So with that, I had the chorizo skillet. It was chorizo, diced potatoes, pepper, onion, and garlic topped with Monterey Jack cheese and an omelet. It was so good.
Yeah.
Like, it was
huge.
It was very big. But it was simple, but
yeah.
Really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
$14. Yeah. There wasn't, I mean, it is what I said, diced potatoes, peppers, onions. I mean, there wasn't like a ton of stuff that just kind of made it over crazy.
Yeah.
Like I said, it was simple, but really good.
Yeah. I thought it was delicious.
Yeah.
And we could have split it. We could easily split it at that yep. $14. It was a large meal. I bet the 8 to 9 inch skillet, you think?
Yeah, it was pretty big. And yeah. I can't believe I ate so much.
It was
much.
Huge. Yeah.
But I don't think I ate again the rest of the day. I'm just kidding.
No, that was Halloween party day.
So
no,
really
you really
didn't.
Did not. You really did not until you ate handfuls of candy.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't eat dinner that Mm-mm. day, did we?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Anyways, sorry, guys. Getting back to
we relive our own moments.
Kids, the kids. So Kaylin had the seasonal fruit platter with yogurt and granola for $8.49. I was like, oh God, what is this? Is this kid gonna eat it? Like, well, it's served with a choice of milk, water, apple juice, or drink. And what'd she get? Milk.
Yeah. No. Well, coffee.
Oh, she did.
Both kids had Joffrey's coffee.
Yep. They love that stuff.
Joffrey's.com, CTM20, save 20%. Just saying.
And your kids will like it. Possibly, if you let them have it. We are those.
I feel like the children's whatever company is going to come take our kids away because we give them coffee.
No.
We're on vacation.
Yeah. And they don't get it all the time.
Than drinking full fat Coke, right?
Sure. Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
It's
a myth. It will not stunt your growth.
Right.
Just
hopefully.
Saying. But I feel like that's the downside to it is that everybody, you like, hey, kid, do you want coffee? No, it'll stunt my growth. But that's not true. So what is actually the downside? Just that it has caffeine in it? Is there something
Correct.
I don't know about?
Oh,
but kids
I don't know.
Drink soda all the time.
Well, some people's kids, not all.
Right. Ours don't drink soda all the time. They only drink it at Disney.
Right.
We're at Disney all the time, so they drink soda all the time. But I'm just saying, in general, they're not just coming home and chugging coffees and sodas all night.
Right.
So I'm just trying to lay out, I'm just, again, painting a picture. We're Bob Rossing all these episodes now so people can understand what's happening. And I'm just saying, we allow our children to drink coffee every once in a while. And I'm okay with that. And if they want to order coffee, they will order it at joffreys.com. We'll use CTM code CTM20 and save 20%. Okay, move on. Next. What did Lacey eat?
And well, how did back to meal? This fruit platter. This plute platter.
Plute platter. Pluto.
So it was really neat because it came, and I don't even think we had to ask this, but everything came separate. The yogurt was in a thing. Yeah. The granola was in a thing. And then she asked for honey.
It was that thick granola, like almost like it was literally looked like a granola bar that they broke into thick chunks, which I love to mix with yogurt.
Yeah. And then
fresh fruit.
Fruit on another little side of fruit. And then she asked for honey that was in this cute little jar that did I take home those totes adorbs things?
Yeah, I think you did. we have like a collection of miniature jars still good dating back to Vegas when we went. I think we still have miniature ketchup, mustard, and mayo jars for some reason. I don't know what we're gonna do in case we ever have fairies over for dinner.
Well,
and they're like, hey, do you guys have like ketchup and mustard and honey? And we're like, oh, we got you covered, fairies.
Well, if you ever take me on a picnic with your cool little
dude, that's what we're gonna do. Picnic. We'll have the tiny little jars that you've stolen from everywhere.
Stolen. We paid for those. Fair and square.
We did pay for them.
Anyway,
so back to the yogurt.
Moving on. Well, now we can move on because that was the whole point. Yeah. She made her own, and that was loved that.
Yeah, no, she did.
She loved it.
In fact, she didn't eat it all. It was good Greek yogurt.
We took
it. Was that where did the waitress say, or did I dream this, or was it something else? I thought we said, yeah, she wants the yogurt parfait, and the waitress said, it's Greek yogurt, and we were like, awesome, that's the kind she eats. Did that happen?
Probably.
Okay, I think so.
Because that's what she did, yeah.
Yeah. So she didn't even finish it, and we packed up a bunch of it, and she actually ate it the next morning.
She did.
Which was great. We had it back. We had, we had two fridges in the room, so we had plenty of space for it. So we put that in. Lacey went with the kids' whole wheat pancake, which came with bacon. This was also $8.49. Again, your choice of a small milk, water, apple juice, or a soft drink, or a coffee for our kids that are never growing another inch because all they do is drink coffee and full fat Coke all day. So she loved it. Thought it was really good. She actually ate really well.
And then we took it.
Bacon was really good.
Home.
We took half of it home and she ate it cold the next morning.
Yes. I was like, there's no way she's going to eat it.
No, we should have done with it.
She was sitting in bed eating.
If we had had a blender in the room, we would have taken Kaylin's leftover yogurt.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
No, we would have taken Kaylin's leftover yogurt. We would have taken her leftover pancakes. We would have blended them. Then we would have gone to Epcot with it and gone to that taste track and said, hey, your pancake milkshake, this is what it's supposed to taste like. Not the junk you're serving us.
Yeah, but then that might be gross.
It would be disgusting. I'm worried about the consistency, and you're sipping up a straw, and you just get a chunk of pancake in your throat. So I had, on paper, we should have gone first. We have to end this on a positive note. On paper, I think this is the best sounding breakfast I've ever heard. I love Mexican food. I love Eggs Benedict, and this was the Eggs Benedict for $14. But this was soft corn arepas, seared pork belly, soft poached eggs, and roasted poblano hollandaise served with chiles.
What's that?
I don't know.
you don't know what that is?
It was it ended up being tortilla chips with sauce on them.
Okay.
So, in theory, this was the best meal that could have ever been. In execution, it was not good at all.
Well, because I think you told me because it was all together. Like, didn't you tell me, like, a couple of those things on there that you ate together was really good and it was just the combination of all of it?
No, I didn't say any of that. Oh. I don't think that might have been a different meal.
No, I swear I thought you did because...
No, the problem with this was the arepas were dense and dry. I was expecting a very nice soft...
The poached egg was really good.
Oh, the poached egg was perfect.
The chiquitas you liked because you...
Tortilla chips with hot sauce on them. Who could go wrong there?
Well,
weren't a part of the dish. Like the collaborative Eggs Benedict dish.
Right, but you started eating those together.
Yeah, a little bit. It didn't work. Let's just say that. The arepas, which I was hoping was going to, if the arepas had been a nice soft corn cake as opposed to a dense, dry, barely edible cake, the pork belly was perfect in some sections and just fatty and almost undercooked in other areas. The poached egg was perfect. It just, overall, it just didn't work the way that I had hoped it would. Like, right. I think this, and again, I'm not going to tell anybody, hey, go try it. Maybe it's going to be better when you get it. But I hope that that isn't the dish they put out every time.
Right.
Like, we're looking at the table. We're getting ready to pay the check. And the table over near us, they're delivering one. And I'm like, oh, you poor bastard. I'm so sorry. That is not what I can say that on here.
You shouldn't.
Oh, well, I shouldn't. Rude. But I said, you poor man.
Person.
I felt so bad. Which I wish I had gotten was the Huevos Rancheros.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wish I would have gotten, and I will totally get those next time we go to Coronado Springs. And we go, because I will go back to breakfast at this place. The menu was amazing.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I could get anything other than the chorizo skillet because it was so good.
Yeah, it was awesome. The Huevos Rancheros, normally you're going to get a fried corn tortilla topped with like black beans, poached egg, usually maybe a meat. This, instead of a fried tortilla, was actually a cheese quesadilla. I do think that they're taking some standard, not only American and Mexican dishes, but they're actually elevating them to a different way. So
right.
I'd love to go back and do a lunch there, a dinner, watch a game, you know, have some drinks, catch something. We'll see about doing that here in the future. Right. But we don't have any plans to stay there. I would like to stay there for our anniversary this year, I think in April.
Okay.
I'd love to go back to Coronado next summer. I'm not lying. I want to talk to Aaron and say, when is this? When you have insight on when this place opens, let us know, because we are booking a room and I want to be there for the grand opening. I will do whatever it takes for you and I to go down and be there for the grand opening.
Okay.
So if we need to leave the kids at home with a pot of coffee and you and I just go down, we'll be all good to go. But is there anything else you wanted to add about Coronado Springs? Or you think we got it all on this?
There's banana kind of trees.
Banana trees. Talk about banana trees.
There's banana trees.
Yeah, you don't even have to go to Banana Cabana. On property. Yeah. Banana trees on property growing bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Big old, are they bushels?
I don't know what they're called.
Bushels of bananas?
A peck.
I think they should. A peck of bananas? That can't be what it's called. There's no way. A group of bananas? Where did you get a peck from?
Isn't it a bushel and a peck or something?
A bushel and a peck and a hug around the neck? But I don't think it has anything to do with bananas. Okay. Are you okay tonight? You're funny.
Yeah.
They do have banana trees. And we went and walked.
We walked the property. Yeah. And it is just, it is a beautiful property. And with everything being done, and it is really pretty. And where we actually had our room, it was really cool because... it had this beautiful, this like fountain in the middle that was oblong. Is that the word I'm looking for?
Yeah.
So it wasn't square. It wasn't
rectangular.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's close enough.
And then like these nice big lights that were strung up, and it was just really pretty at night. And that's where they had the movie. But yeah, it was neat. What?
So the banana fruits develop from the banana heart in a large hanging cluster made up of tiers called hands, which up to 20 fruit to a tier. The hanging cluster is known as a bunch, comprising of 3 to 20 tiers, or commercially as a banana stem, and can weigh 30 to 50 kilograms, which is 66 to 110 pounds. So it'd be a bunch of bananas. It's not necessarily a bushel of bananas
or a peck,
but it's like a hanging cluster. It's definitely not a peck, but it's like a hanging cluster. And now you know, the more you know.
Uh-huh. And the reason I was very excited about that is because we actually planted a banana tree our own house yard.
Yeah, we go we love every time we go through Living with the Land.
Yep, and we actually went and like wrote it specifically to watch.
Just watch the banana tree.
And look and take pictures. I have pictures. I forgot about that.
And then I tried to trick the kids yesterday and tell them that a banana grew out of the middle of it.
With a Chiquita
banana and just stuck it in there. That was part of the joke. But Kaylin walked out. Her eyes got big. And she goes, wait a sec. Like, it took about a second. But to watch her at first was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when we have all those hands of banana. Is that what they said? Hands? Banana hands. Oh, I see where that comes from, son. That's funny. Okay. So that's all you got? Thank you for bringing up the banana.
Oh, yeah.
Banana hammock. Or banana. That's what they should call it. What if that's what it was called that hangs down? It's called a banana hammock.
Are you okay?
I'm not. I'm so tired right now. all right. Well, guys, thank you so much for putting up with us again and listening. I hope we painted you a Bob Ross style picture as you look at this. I'm so excited for this resort. Next summer, 2019 is going to be amazing when this opens. It's going to be like nothing I think we've seen on Disney property, to be honest. If you have not already, please go out to iTunes, subscribe,
go out to anywhere,
leave us a rating and review. And why do you do that?
Because it helps the show grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.